Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, good afternoon, my friends. We haven't been around the past couple of weeks. I'm sorry, I had to blow in the microphone, see if it actually responded to my voice. Hopefully it is. Hopefully there are going to be people out there who can let me know if I am coming through on my mic or not. I'm hoping I do. But the last couple of weeks, we haven't done a show. Actually, over the last week, I haven't even done my daily updates on Facebook Live. The reasoning for this is the fact that my work hours have been completely insane. I've been working from 5 in the evening until 5 in the morning. So I don't get up until it's time for me to go back to work, which leaves me little time to do anything else. They've been wanting me to work on Saturdays, too, which has been kind of a pain in the rear end not to have to do that. And then my Saturdays are taken pretty much trying to catch stuff up around the house. And so I really haven't had that much time to do this show. I know on Saturdays we've had our new show, Black by Color Only, with Vincent Brown. He has been doing an awesome job. If you haven't heard his show, you have to give that one a listen. His show is amazing. I really enjoy listening to it. I download it every week so that I can listen to it in my car when I'm going to work and coming back, and being able to listen to his show is gives me a lot of stuff to think about, because he hits things that I don't think about. We are here at CNM are very lucky to have him with us, and we are working to get a few more. I've got a couple of people that I've been talking to. One wants to do a show on Wednesday. Well, I think he said either Tuesday or Wednesday. It all depends, but he's going to have that going before long, and that should be good. But we are here now, and our show is getting ready to start. So here we go.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show with your host, Robert Garding. At the rate our leaders are ignoring our Constitution, we're finding that they cannot lead, nor do they want to keep us safe from our enemies. And yes, we have some. From the crossroads of America, the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show is brought to you
Conservative Nation Media
with the doctor of this republic, showing that the truth can be told to save this nation. And now, on with the show.
We'll be right back. Okay, we are back. The call-in number is 646-478-5284 if you want to join in the discussion. We have a few good articles that we have come up with today. One of the things that we're doing is I tried to set the time on this show. I've essentially gone back to 5 o'clock in the afternoon because it kind of helps a little bit for me so that I can do the things that I need to do, because I still got to go out and mow the lawn after I finish with this show. When I do it from 6 to 8, it's already getting dark outside and I just don't have the time. It shows here that I've still got 2 hours to go, or actually an hour 54 minutes right now. I tried to set the show so it would be only an hour long today, and that's essentially what I'm planning on doing. I cannot get that, I have to get out there and do the things that I need to do for the things that I need to do. But so, and even 7 o'clock, it's starting to get dark outside, so I'm having to do the things that I need to do for before it gets dark outside. So what we are doing this week, we're going to be doing an hour-long show. Next week, I want to see if I can do one that goes from 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock. I won't, because live I can only do 2 hours, but I can do a third hour, but only the people that are in the chat room can hear it at that point in time, and only the people who listen to archives of it can hear the third hour. So that is what we are in the process of getting ready to do. I want to try that next week to see if I can do it, because usually I can find enough stuff that no matter what I do, I can go in and do a three-hour show, because there's the liberal left, the media, the Antifa, all of this stuff usually gives me enough fodder to be able to do a six-hour show if I could do it. But the way that Blog Talk Radio is set up, 3 hours is the most you can do, and you can only do 3 hours live if you pay for it. Now I'm paying for what we, for the 2 hours that we get. But the amount of money that they want for the 3 hour show is just a little bit more than I am able to do right now. So that's until CNN gets going to the point where we can actually handle a 3 hour show. The 2 hours is going to have to do, and if we do have enough stuff for a 3 hour show, we will do it. But that third hour will only be for people in the chat room, people who have called into the show, or people who listen to the archives. They will get that too. Out of the stories that I've been able to find, I found one from BlazeTV.com. It's a Palestinian terrorist murdered Jewish teenager. That in itself is bad enough, but Rashida Tlaib rushes to blame Israeli occupation for this one. And my idea on this woman is she's a vicious, unethical monster. Nothing more, nothing less. She will never be nothing more than that. Controversial Representative Rashida Tlaib, Democrat of Michigan, suggested Friday that Israeli occupation was to blame after Palestinian terrorists murdered a 17-year-old Jewish girl hiking with her family on the West Bank. The girl, Rina Schnurb, was killed when an improvised explosive device detonated at a popular tourist site outside the West Bank settlement of Dalev. Schnurb was pronounced dead at the scene, while her father and brother sustained life-threatening injuries and were airlifted out of the area. According to the military, it remains unclear whether the charge was hidden at the site of the explosion or thrown at the family that was hiking there. The Army has ruled out the possibility that the charge was hurled out of a moving vehicle. and said it appeared the device was homemade. Defense sources said that the explosive device that was used was large, forceful, and required advanced knowledge and skill to assemble. However, it has not yet been determined if the incident is tied to a major organization. Well, it probably is. We have to stop and think here. Everything that goes on over there when it comes to the killing of Jewish people or Israelis or Americans, and yes, Americans get killed over there, 99% of this is from Hamas, terrorists. This is a dangerous part of the world, folks, and it's all because of Iran, Iraq, terrorists, Syria, all of this stuff. This is stuff that we have to stop and consider, folks. Our nation is pretty much shielded from all of this stuff because all of our neighbors have always been friendly to us for the most part. We don't have any terrorist nations right up against our borders, whereas Israel does. And in order for them to get here, they have to go across the oceans. No matter how they get here, they still have to go across an ocean, one or the other. And so it's a little harder to get to America, but they are coming. Not so much nowadays because, you know, Trump is in office and the southern border is being walled as I speak. I have friends who live down there and they have reported to me the massive walls that are going up. There are still places where there is no wall, but it's being built. You don't hear about it in the media. You don't hear it about it from the left. You don't hear about it from ABC, NBC, CNN, MSNBC. You don't hear it from any of them. And for the most part, you really don't hear about it from Fox. You hear about it in Newsmax, Breitbart, all these sites, you know, Political Pistachio, a friend of mine in California, Douglas V. Gibbs, talks about it. But one of the main problems we have in this country right now are the squad in Washington. Talab is one of them. But when it came to this girl being killed, she says in response, she said, quote, "My heart goes out to Rena's family," unquote. And then she immediately turned to seemingly blame the attack on Israeli occupation. Now, if Omar wants to spout anti-American propaganda as a private citizen, that's her business. But I refuse to allow her to do it with Minnesota next to her name. And none of us should allow that. None of us should allow that. She is an American representative in our own Congress, in our own government, folks. And with that capacity, she needs to shut her freaking trap about going against America, going against our allies, and blaming us and our allies for attacks that her lover, the Palestinian terrorists, are doing. Now, the guy who wrote this story, let me see if I can find it here. His name, and it doesn't give it. Yeah, Zach Gibson. Well, no, that's a guy who did the. This came from the police. In his article, he continued, he says, I have spent my entire adult life in public service. I know it. I feel it. I live it every day. America needs the voice of a worker who loves America, not just a select few. Working as a police officer in my city has helped me connect with my community. My neighbors want someone who will listen to their problems and offer solutions. They're sick of Representative Omar's devotion to the socialist pipe dreams. They're sick of her disrespect for our law enforcement officers, and they're sick of her anti-Semitic remarks. They are ready for real representation. Now, the guy who is saying this is running against her in Minnesota. He has been a cop. And I have an article on that one after a while. And I will, it was written. Well, actually, it's the next article that I have here in my stack of stuff. And I got it from Stand for Life. And the article for that one was, I will unseat Ilhan Omar and her liberal ideals. And this is something that the media will not talk about. And I will get back to that one after these messages. You are listening to Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins. Some of us feel the call to battle. Some of us do not. But for those of us who don't, there is still a way to help with those who do. No one can really imagine what lifestyle our military families live while their family members serve to protect us, both foreign and domestically. These families say goodbye to their loved ones for months and even years at a time. They miss births, birthdays, Christmases, anniversaries, first steps, first words, and they are sometimes not even recognized upon their return. They move every 2 to 4 years, and their children have to go to a new school, make new friends, and other things. Just keeping up with all the changes and losses while their parent is gone is hard work. A lot of people don't realize the financial burden of relocating a family every year or so. Not only that, but insurance rates can change every time, plus coming up with first, last, and deposit for an apartment if there isn't housing available to you can be expensive. And traveling home for emergencies that the military doesn't cover just adds to it. People think the government covers all those costs for them, but unfortunately, it's not true. Because of all those financial burdens, SAMFAM was created. This is where SAMFAM comes in. We are a nonprofit 501c3 foundation that takes your donations and uses them to help the active military families with day-to-day financial problems while their significant other is away and fighting for our nation. You can send your check made out to SAMFAM, Inc. to 18 Eastern Avenue, Saco, Maine, 04072. That's SACO, Maine, 04072. Your donation will be put to good use for our military, active military families. Be sure to let us know where you heard about this with your help. Your donations are tax deductible. Thanks in advance, and God bless you. Media is proud to announce our newest show, Black by Color Only. For all you fruit bats out there, this is a fruit bat free radio show and well worth the listen. Tune in to Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Okay, we are back. One of the things that I was talking about, Ilhan Omar, in Minnesota, she has a vet who is challenging her for her seat in Congress, and he says that he has been watching the constituents of his district be ignored by Ilhan Omar for the past 2 years. Omar's disdain for our Constitution, her anti-Semitic remarks, and love for socialism has driven this man to the brink, and I'm sure you feel the same way. But it was Representative Omar's statement, "Some people did something," referencing to 9/11 Islamic terror attacks that killed nearly 3,000 Americans, that made his decision to run final. "To see victims, the first responders in our country as a whole, disrespected, disregarded, and trivialized by someone who is now benefiting from being an American is morally reprehensible." If Omar wants to spout anti-American propaganda as a private citizen, that's her business. But he goes on to say he refuses to allow her to do it with Minnesota next to her name. He says, "I have spent my entire life in public service. I know it. I feel it. I live it every day. America needs the voice of a worker who loves America, not just a select few." Working as a police officer in his city has helped him to connect with his community. His neighbors want someone who will listen to their problems and offer solutions. They're sick of Representative Omar's devotion to the socialist pipe dreams. They're sick of her disrespect for our law enforcement officers. And they're sick of her anti-Semitic remarks. And I'm not saying Semitic, I'm saying anti-Semitic. They are ready for real representation, and he says he will give it, provide it for them. But this is going to be tough. Socialist crazies from Seattle to San Francisco and New York to Boston are going to have Ilhan Omar's back. Hollywood liberals will shell out millions, and mainstream media journalists will provide cover for her every step of the way. This is where people who are American, and that's American with a C, not a K, who love this country, who love this Constitution, who love the rule of law the way it should be, and want America to return to the things that made America great. This is not what Ilhan Omar stands for. She stands for destroying the rule of law. Purple pill, you can laugh all you want. You know exactly right that behind that frontal lobe of yours, back there where the common sense sticks around, you know I am right. You know I am right. America is being destroyed by these people, and the ones who think that anyone who talks against them is absolutely ignorant are the ignorant ones. You do not know what you're talking about. I have studied this for years, probably longer than you've been alive. I know what this country is going towards right now, and it is not a representative government like it was meant to be. And no, I'm not dumb as hell. No, I'm not dumb as dirt. We are not a democracy. No matter what anybody says, no matter what anybody says in the media, we are not a democracy. Oh, give me different languages. That's fine and dandy. I don't care. That shows that you think you're smart. But We need courageous people who will stand up to the left, stand up to people who will come down on you just because you love America and will fight for her, instead of finding a snowflake that you can fall behind and say, oh, protect me, protect me. Oh my God, everything is going bad. Everybody says democracy. Everybody. Ilhan Omar calls us a democracy. We are not. Nancy Pelosi calls us a democracy. We are not. But that's neither here nor there. CNN flubbed sob story about illegal immigrant with two whopping lies. And I found this one, actually, from Breitbart, written by Jared Harris. CNN pushed a sob story about an illegal immigrant mother, but the narrative quickly fell apart when it was discovered that not only was the entire article's premise wrong, CNN didn't even have the mother's nationality right. The article published Monday detailed the supposed aftermath of an Immigration and Customs Enforcement raid at a food processing plant where illegal immigrant Maria Domingo Garcia was arrested. According to CNN, Domingo Garcia is originally from Guatemala and is still breastfeeding her young child. Now, there's just one problem with that, however. New evidence was found by a Daily Caller appears to dispute both those claims. The first big problem is Domingo Garcia's nationality. Although CNN labeled her a Guatemalan, ICE says the woman is a Mexican national who was illegally in the United States, according to the Daily Caller. While that can be written off as a simple mistake, the entire premise of CNN's story being wrong is a slightly bigger gaffe than just that. According to an ICE statement obtained by the Daily Caller, Domingo Garcia is not currently breastfeeding. The Mexican woman originally said no when she was asked if she was nursing, although things do get lost in translation. A follow-up medical examination closed the door on CNN's breastfeeding mother narrative for good. Now, do you think CNN should apologize for their gaffe? They won't. Doesn't matter what is thought about it. They won't do it. But they're still losing people, viewers. But it said, went on, an ICE spokesman said, all ICE detainees receive medical, dental, and mental health intake screenings within 12 hours of arriving at each detention's facility. That screening includes a woman being asked if she is breastfeeding. During her initial medical screening, Ms. Domingo Garcia answered no to that question, although a screening found that Domingo Garcia is not even lactating, further exposing CNN's bungling of the truth. Pursuant to subsequent media reports that falsely alleged Ms. Domingo Garcia was being detained despite being a nursing mother, an ICE Health Services Corps nurse practitioner conducted an additional medical examination of Ms. Domingo Garcia, which verified she is not. Nobody wants to separate a mother, especially one who is still breastfeeding her child, away from their kids. But this does not mean that news outlets can fumble the facts to make illegal immigrant more sympathetic, which they always do. At the end of the day, it was Domingo Garcia's choice to illegally enter and stay in the United States. Separation from her child is a natural result of her choice to take an illegal action. People here in the United States who rob banks get sent to prison. It doesn't matter if they've got children. If they got children, they get separated from the children. Where's the outrage on that one? There isn't any, because it doesn't fit the left narrative. And the left narrative is anything to destroy this country. When ICE does prioritize aiding breastfeeding mothers, Domingo Garcia does not meet that criteria. And CNN really bungled that one. Two women in New York plead guilty to planning major terrorist attacks, and the details of this one are rather frightening. This one is from, this one's from Breitbart, too. On Friday, two women in New York pleaded guilty to planning a terrorist attack using explosives against both law enforcement and military targets. According to U.S. Department of Justice, the Queens residents, Noel Valenza and Asia Siddiqui, did their homework as they aimed to employ a weapon of mass destruction. U.S. Attorney Richard P. Donahue explained, in an effort to implement their violent radical ideology, the defendants studied some of the most deadly terrorist attacks in U.S. history and used them as a blueprint for their own plans to kill American law enforcement and military personnel. Among those instances of terror examined, the 1993 World Trade Center assault, the Oklahoma City tragedy, and the Boston Marathon attack, as per the Justice Department, Asia and Noel brought materials and taught each other electrical skills and chemistry in order to build bombs, including those of the car variety. Knives, machetes, soldering tools, propane tanks, car bomb instructions, and jihadist literature were among the things seized upon their arrest in April of 2015. The ladies weren't exactly trying to keep it secret. Among other exercises, Asia wrote a poem for Jihadist magazine that implored readers to violently attack the enemies of Islam. Now, here's where we have the problem, folks. We have people who think that Americans need to love and coddle these people, that if we do that, it'll make them love and coddle us. No, they want to kill us, plain and simple. If we do not become Islam, we're an enemy. If we don't become Islam, we're infidels. We need to do nothing more than being killed or getting rid of. And I know there's a lot of people, you know, like Purple Pill, who was in the chat room a little while ago, saying all kinds of stupid things, and I mean downright freaking stupid things, and then reverting to German so that I couldn't understand what he's saying. It doesn't matter. Everything he wrote in there, I can figure out what he said. I pretty much know. He was calling me a Jethro. He was calling me dumb as dirt. He was saying that I was dumb as hell. I don't know what Semitic is. I wasn't talking about Semitic. I was talking about anti-Semitism. He wasn't even freaking listening to what I was saying. So it really didn't matter what the heck he was talking about because he didn't know. And then afterwards, he says, no one said the word democracy other than you. The word democracy does not appear in the U.S. Constitution. Exactly. He just proved my point with that line. But then he calls me that I'm just another dumbass. I'm a Jethro. I don't know what I'm talking about. If you looked at the things that he was saying, he was showing himself as the moron. He was showing himself as the imbecile. He was showing himself as the stupid one. He said that I have absolutely not educated myself. Netanyahu is not a Semite. Netanyahu is Polish. Netanyahu is the leader of Israel. He may have been Polish in the first place, but he is not now. And I don't even know if that's actually even true. That's one I've never heard before. I'll look it up. And if it turns out that that is not right, I'll lambaste him for that. Throwing in another lie to try and deceive what the people should know about this country. And then I told him that American is not spelled with a K. It's spelled A-M-E-R-I-C-A-N, not K-A-N. And then he comes off and says, actually, if you had any education at all, you would know that K takes priority over C. I know you were dumb as hell. You were dumb as dirt. And then he went back to German, W-I-R-K-L-I-C-H. To me, going to German to say something that could have been said in English is the dumb thing because you don't want me to know what you said. This whole idea that liberals can come in and freaking say anything that they want and nobody will say anything back to them. And when they do, they get pissed off and they start calling you names and saying you're an imbecile. You don't know what the hell you're talking about. Then when that doesn't work, they go to English, go to a German or a French accent, or German or French, saying the same things or something totally different that they don't want you to know about until later on. So you don't say anything bad about them. And then he said I was being absolutely ignorant because C or K is absolutely ignorant. No. That's how it's spelled. It doesn't matter C or K. America is spelled A-M-E-R-I-C-A. Go to Russia, and in Russian, it's K. But here in America, it's not. Who's the dumb one here? Sure as hell was not me. We will be right back. Conservative Nation Media is growing, and it's growing again. We used to have shows every night of the week. Then for a long time, because everybody gave up, burned out, went their own ways, CNM went on its own too, which then was given to me. For a long time, NWCR was the only show. It is now the flagship show. We also have now Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown on Saturdays. And we have a new show coming that's either going to be on Tuesdays or Wednesdays at 8 p.m. So stand by for that one. Soon, we will have more shows for you that have the content that you are looking for. That's Conservative Nation Media on Blog Talk Radio.
Can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I'd like kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure.
Tomorrow?
Let's check with Mom. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm gonna return the kayak. Just make sure you have everything.
Yep. Can we walk home?
How about a taxi? 233 North Maple, please.
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Also, find fun activities to do like boating and biking or camping and hiking, plus much more. It's all right in your naturehood.
Best day ever.
A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Buffalo herd, but you can be happy if you've mind to. You can't take a shower in a parakeet cage. Can't take a shower in a parakeet cage. Can't take a shower in a parakeet cage. But you can be happy if you've mind
okay,
to.
Okay, we are back. The call in number is 646-478-5284. If you want to join the discussion, we just had a chat room discussion with a person who came in and could not get anything that I said right, and when his points wouldn't get taken, he reverted to German, which I don't speak. He reverted to French, which I don't speak, but I've copied all of that down. I know I'll find out what he said. It doesn't really matter, because what he said in English pretty much says what he said in German and French. So it really doesn't matter. But we are back. Gallup poll now says significant fewer voters identify as Democrats today than either in November of 2016 or January of 2019. And here's why. This was from redstate.com. Representative Rosa DeLauro, Democrat of Connecticut, accompanied by House Democrats, speaks to reporters on Capitol Hill in Washington Wednesday, April 2016, during the news conference. Since 2004, Gallup has conducted the caption of a picture that showed her making a screwy face and looking straight forward and pointing her finger like she was angry. But since 2004, Gallup has conducted a monthly party affiliation poll. They ask voters in politics, as of today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent? Most likely, without even reading this one so far, I'm sure that Republicans have gained, Democrats have lost, but I think that independents have gained too. Results from a November 6th, 1 through 6, 2016 poll showed that 31% of voters identified as Democrats, 27% as Republicans, and 36% as independents. Now, that showed there right there that independents has grown. There are more independents than Republicans or Democrats, and Democrats right now is less than any of them. A recently conducted poll indicates a significant shift in those numbers. Currently, 27% of voters consider themselves to be Democrats, 29% as Republicans, and 38% as independents, which shows independents are growing. Republicans are also losing, but they're not losing as much as Democrats. But the reason why the Republicans are losing is because they're not following what the people put them into office for. Now, Trump is, but the other Republicans, the mainstream elite of the Republicans, are going against Trump. That's not what the people want. That's not what the people want to have happen, but that's what's going on, and that's why the Republicans are losing too. What to make of the 4% plus in those identifying as Democrats? Did half of those voters make the switch to Republican column and the other half to independent? What would account for the 2-point increase in the two in those two categories? Also, while there have been many fluctuations along the year, at a glance at the numbers of those who identify as Democrats show those figures peaking between October 2018 and February and March of 2019. The results ranged between 30 and 35 during those months. A major drop to 26 has been following the release of the Mueller report, and it has failed to recover. Conversely, those calling themselves Republicans dipped in January 2019 to a low of 20.25%. A comparison of what was going on in Washington at the time versus now explains those changes. Winter of 2018-2019, Special Counsel Robert Mueller was still riding high, and Republicans were bracing for the horrors of what his long-awaited report might reveal. Democrats were riding high after winning back the House majority in 2018 midterms. The incoming chairman of the powerful House committee, such as Representative Jerry Nadler, Judiciary, Adam Schiff, Intelligence, Maxine Waters, Finance, Elijah Cummings, Oversight, were feverishly preparing their investigations, which they were sure would reveal the high crimes and misdemeanors they needed to get rid of Trump once and for all. We saw the ascendancy of this exciting, audacious new congresswoman from New York City, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, as well as the first two Muslim women ever elected to Congress. A huge new crop of Democrats were kicking off their 2020 presidential campaigns with radical new ideas to transform the U.S. into a kinder, gentler socialist republic. Now, remember when Trump called America kinder, gentler? You remember how the Democrats came completely unglued over that one? Now they're using it. And they're riding high. All were touting the Green New Deal, the masterpiece introduced by freshman firebrand AOC, telling voters we had only 12 years left to save the planet. Now, growing up in the 60s and the 70s, I remember that same thing. We only had a few years left. In 10 years, America, the world would be uninhabitable. That was back in the 70s. How long ago was that? That's 50 years ago, folks. I'm still here. I'm talking on Blog Talk Radio. Purple Pill's still here. He's the one who was in the chat room calling me an idiot and a moron and everything else. And then when his comments didn't get my goat, then he raised hell in German. To me, that didn't show any intelligence at all. Just the ability to speak another language. Anybody can do that if they so wanted to. But the presidential candidates have shifted farther to the left than any other period in U.S. history. Ideas which have been considered radical and socialist when first proposed in 2016 by Bernie Sanders have been adopted by most of the 2020 hopefuls, if not all. August of 2019, the Mueller report was released, and as hard as he and his team of angry Hillary-supporting Democrats tried, they failed to find sufficient evidence of collusion or obstruction of justice by the president. Then Mueller reluctantly appeared before Congress to answer questions about his 22-month-long investigation. His disastrous, humiliating testimony immediately reduced the once-feared special counsel to a weary old man who had long ago handed over the reins to his subordinates. The efforts of House Democrats to impeach President Trump have become, if not a joke, then at least a mere sideshow. Most amusing is that the average voter couldn't tell you if Nadler has begun impeachment proceedings or even if an impeachment inquiry against Trump, if their life depended on it. No one is paying attention anymore to what he is doing. Both Nadler and his efforts have become irrelevant. Similar to Robert Mueller, the three radical freshman reps who had initially taken Washington by storm, have seen their rock star status fizzle. Their reckless rhetoric, their bigoted statements, their transparent lust for power, they have turned them into pretty unsympathetic characters. They forged ahead carelessly without bothering to first acquaint themselves with the ways of Washington, believing that by sheer audacity they could achieve their goals. Better yet, Trump has managed to make these women the face of the Democratic Party. Deeper analysis of the new Green Deal has turned AOC's signature proposal into a joke. Outside the far-left fringes of the Democratic Party, most voters understand that the GND and other plans based on the GND is nothing more than a power grab designed to turn America into a socialist nation. The majority of Americans oppose the policies of the 2020 Democratic candidates have embraced. Voters are against the late-term abortion, open borders, free health care for illegal aliens, and they don't see climate change as an existential threat, which it isn't. It's been disproven over and over and over and over and over again, and nobody seems to understand that. Well, Americans do. But the Democrats don't. They run on that every 4 years. The political landscape has changed dramatically between January, when 32 to 34% of voters identified as Democrats, and the present, when only 27% do. Democrats may want to rethink their strategy going forward because Americans are not buying what they're selling. Additionally, William Barr's appointment as Attorney General has upended the Democrats' Russian collusion narrative to the point where the investigators have now become the investigator. And while the results of one poll don't tell a story, Democrats have lost a lot of battles in 2019, but you don't hear about that one because the media will not talk about it. But it sure looks like the advantage has shifted to the Republicans. And then we have stories like this one that show that even Antifa isn't as powerful as the Democrats make them out to be. Once again, there was a clash between Antifa and the Proud Boys in Portland, Oregon. A young woman was making a real pain of herself, poking and hitting people, counting on the fact that she's a woman to be enough to insulate her from retaliation. That plan didn't work so well. She was attacking a Proud Boy, hauled off and by the Portland police, who were once again nowhere to be found. Reported that the protests were peaceful and no arrests were made. Gee, no one at Dunkin' Donuts got rowdy? The Portland police were nowhere to be seen, so their public information officer, who had to work double time to come up with a politically convenient cover, said this: on Wednesday, May 1st, 2019, at 7:29 p.m., Central and North Precinct officers responded to a disturbance in the area of Northeast 8th Avenue and Northeast Couch Street. It was reported that an estimated 60 people were involved in a fight and someone may have deployed mace. Police response citywide was put on priority calls only so officers could respond to this incident from throughout the city. Information came in that a subject was unconscious in the area, but officers did not locate that person at the time they were reported to be, and no further updates were provided. As officers arrived, the two groups had separated. Officers contacted both groups. And contacted is spelled with a C, purple pill, a C, even though it sounds like a K, it's spelled with a C. But they contacted both groups and no one self-identified as a victim or wanted to make the police report. This is an open investigation, and follow-up is planned to identify if crimes were committed and if arrests are appropriate. The Portland Police Bureau will review video and images of today's event in an attempt to identify people who were involved in criminal activity. Crime Stoppers of Oregon officers offers cash rewards for information reported to Crime Stoppers. That leads to arrests in the unsolved felony crime, and tipsters can remain anonymous. But have you heard anything about that? No, nothing since. Which means that they've dropped it. They've dropped it completely, and they don't want to, they don't care to talk about it anymore. Because the opposite of what they were trying to push is now coming out. They don't want to talk about it. It'll prove they were wrong. And they don't want that now, do they? The next major Supreme Court decision, this one's from WND, is the S word. Yeah, I bet you can understand this one. In 2003, the U.S. Supreme Court legalized sodomy in a Texas case. In 2015, it created same-sex marriage in a ruling the Chief Justice described as unconnected to the Constitution. Now, the court will address whether or not the term sex in the 1964 Title VII discrimination law indicates the concept of gender identity. I swear to God, people, this whole idea of gender identity is getting insane and stupid. Now, if Purple Pill was in there, he'd say I was a dumb. Because there's got to be more than two genders. I mean, there's 57, right? No, there are two genders, male and female, period. But Liberty Counsel lawyers have filed friend of the court brief at the three related cases that can be heard on October 8th. Title VII of the Civil Rights Act prohibits employers from discriminating on race, color, religion, sex, and national origin. Now, sex, that is male or female. I don't care what anybody says. I had a caller in there. I was getting ready to answer the phone, and they left. So if they want to talk, they can come back. That would be great, because I think it's at but the two lower federal courts disagreed on whether the plain wording of the word sex should include sexual orientation. No, sex means male, female, period. Unless you're having sex, and then that's, you know, but in the Civil Rights Act, when they said race, color, religion, sex, or national origin, they meant your race, the color of your skin, your religion, what it was, your sex, whether you're male or female, and national origin, what country you hail from. That is so simple, it's just mind-boggling. And here we have the Supreme Court deciding whether sex meant male or female or what. That is where this country is being led now. This is getting ridiculous, folks. I seem to have now run out of time. I had said that I was going to do this show for 1 hour today. It shows that I've still got an hour left. But I tried to change that to 1 hour before I started the show, and that failed. But I've got other things that I have to get done. I will continue on these arguments and talks this next week with this show, because there is so much that is going on in this country that is just insane. And the same people have to take over. The same people have to start watching what is going on and setting these people straight. Because as long as we allow people to redefine something that has been the same for centuries, just because they don't feel that they want to agree with what has been the normal for the past 1,000 years, so they can go out and change the status of what something means. No. It's like I have always been saying, the truth is the truth. A lie is a lie. A lie will always be a lie, even when people start considering it to be the truth. It's still a lie. Just like global warming has always been a lie, just like there being 57 genders is a lie. There's only two. And that can be proven. Of course, if you go after liberal people who will use any concept that they want to get what they want to say, then you can find somebody who will say, oh yeah, there's 57, there's probably about 2,000 of them. But where is their proof? Where is their proof? It's the only thing that they have are their words. And their words are usually just a bunch of empty promises that they care to tell people and try to get people to understand and try to get people to believe, even though it's a lie in the first place, because they want to change the truth. It's just like all these Democrats and all these people who want to impeach Trump. Okay, fine. Try and impeach him. Impeach him on what? You can't just say, okay, let's start impeachment proceedings. There has to be a reason, and it has to be something documented, and it has to be something that can be proven. Just because you say you want to impeach him doesn't mean you can. And this whole idea that you keep pushing this with no proof, no ideals, nothing but what you say, that he has to be impeached. This tells everybody everything they need to know. If they can't prove it, it hasn't happened. If they can't give facts on their impeachment tirades, it can't be proven. If it can't be proven, it isn't true. If it's true, it can be proven. In some way or another, it can be proven. And when their impeachment things fall through, mark my words, they will go after something else. And they will continue until Trump is no longer president. And if the person who wins after Trump is a Republican, it will continue on. Even if the person is an independent, it will continue on. But if the person, the next person who becomes president, if he's a Democrat, a socialist, a communist, you will not hear one single iota of a word against him from the media, Hollywood, the left, or any of them. And they will tell everyone that everyone who disagrees with them are nothing more than racist. We got that during Obama. We got that during Clinton, if you remember back that far. If you remember right, Clinton was the first black president. Remember him saying that one? To me, the last good Democratic president was Kennedy. And no, I didn't vote for him. But he was a damn sight better than any of the Democrats running for it now. He's actually a damn sight better than most of the Republicans who are running for it now. I don't include Trump on that because he's actually been trying to keep his promises. And the amazing part about that one is that he's kept a lot of his promises all by himself. He hasn't had any help from Washington, with the exception of a scant few who follow him and say, yes, he's doing exactly what we need to be doing. We have Republicans in Washington who get told that if they don't start going against Trump, they're going to lose in the next election. How many times have Republicans been told this? Almost every time the Republicans have had the majority. And what have the Republicans done? They've backed off. Oh my God, we can't say that kind of stuff. Even though it's true, we can't say it because we'll lose. And then the Democrats take back over and we lose more and more and more of our freedoms. And every time the Democrats take over, we will lose more than we ever did before. This last time was almost the end of it. We had a president that was dismantling our Constitution in every way he possibly could. And when he started, he had the Senate, he had the House, and he had the White House. Thank God things changed. Thank God people woke up. Hopefully they're staying awake long enough now to be able to keep the Democrats from taking back over. Now, I am a Republican. I've had a lot of people hate me because I wear my Trump 2020 shirts. I wear my God Bless America shirt. One nation under God. And I've had people come at me for those things. Doesn't bother me any. Just shows me their ignorance. Just shows me that they don't understand what will save this country and what will not. I don't know how long this country will stand with all the people with big microphones raising their voices. And the media only reporting the ones who hate America. But you can always tell their lies when you hit them with one thing. They will talk anti-American everything until you tell them they hate America. Then what do they do? Oh, we don't hate America. We're trying to save America. We're trying to keep America. America's the greatest country there ever was. Well, you know, in that one, they're right, but not the way they want it. If in this next election, every Democrat lost their position, I'd be happy. But if that happened, many, many of these Republicans need to do the same thing. Our government needs to get rid of everyone who will not follow the Constitution, who will not do what they're supposed to be doing in Washington, which is keeping Americans safe. They're not doing that. I've reported that there are over 29 jihadi training camps here on American soil, where American law enforcement is not allowed. How can this happen in America? Because of the Democrats, because of the liberals, because of the left. Now, there is a difference between a liberal and the left. A lot of liberals do love America. They've just fallen in with the wrong crowd. Left, on the other hand, don't. Leftists hate America as it was founded. They hate America because America, sure, we had slavery at one point in time, but we took care of that. We got rid of it. And because of the way America did it, most countries in the world today don't allow slavery. But are we getting, is America getting the credit for that one? No. We're being told by leftist politicians that we should pay reparations. I disagree with that completely and wholeheartedly. I disagree with that because when America had slavery, it was prevalent all over the world. It was the normal thing. It was America that stopped it. If anything, America should be thanked for stopping it. America wasn't the only country to go into Africa and take black men and take them into their into another country to be slaves. America wasn't the only country. Many countries in that day and time were doing that. Black people in Africa were selling black brothers and sisters into slavery. You don't hear about that in the leftist lamestream media, do you? But it happened. All you hear from them is that America had slavery. We must pay reparations to everyone, to the black people, because they were slaves. Well, if you want to go that route, why not pay reparations to the white people who were slaves? There were those too. How about paying reparations to the Japanese who were slaves? There were those too. How about paying reparations to the Mexicans who were slaves? They were those too. I've actually gone over my hour, but I will go until the end of this half hour here, and we will be right back. For a truthful change of pace, tune into Conservative Nation Media, where America is the good guy and illegals and terrorists are not. Vietnam was the war where American troops showed valor and bravery on the battlefields, but where the enemy was nothing more than ghosts in the jungle, and superstitious too. This gave rise to the Vampire Patrol, six men who fought the whole war together, spreading death and destruction along with vampire voodoo lore into the ranks of the enemy with precision and cutthroat accuracy. Now, years later, police department. The job that gets Matt on the case is one that brings the Vampire Patrol back from the past and places it right smack dab in the middle of the present, taking him to a small town on the Indian reservation called Lukachukai in northern Arizona. There, a mountain named Roof Butte not only holds mystery, but a cloud of fear that oozes out of it into the evening sky. Matt is the one who has been hired to find out what is going on there and without becoming part of the nasty plan going on in the area. Night Owls is the first in a new series of mysteries with Matt Joseph, Private Eye, and is on sale now at https://www.createspace.com/486-9187. That's www.createspace.com/486-9187. It is also available in digital form and on Amazon too. That's Night Owls, a Matt Joseph mystery by Robert P. Garding. Buy it, read it, enjoy the reading experience again. Order Night Owls today.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I don't know how to talk like a parent. Don't make me come back there. You see what I mean? It's pretty awful. Try it again. Don't make me come back there. Now that's pretty good. That one kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we are back. Call in number 646-478-5284 if you want to join in the discussion with the last segment of the show today. One of the things that I've essentially been discussing here today is, you know, all of the anti-Semitic talk that comes out of Washington, the leftist agenda to destroy America through Washington. This whole idea that just because you were given the right to do what you want, that you have the freedom of the, you know, freedom to say what you want. Most of the leftists think that when they have that right, they anything they want with no consequences. There is where the problem lies, folks, because there are consequences to those things that they say. They just don't like dealing with that consequence. There are consequences to everything in life. And whether you get those consequences here when you're still alive or afterwards, you still get them. Antifa, to me, is one of these entities that thinks that they can do anything that they want to get their point across, no matter what, and there should be no consequences to their actions at all. Even though their actions are illegal. Illegal aliens who cross over to, into this country illegally. So that means that the first thing that they do when they put step onto American soil is illegal. They think that they have the right to do what they want because they have their human rights, that there should be no consequences to their breaking into our country is another one. They think that that's exactly what they have the right to do. But what's coming if we don't stop this kind of thing? Trump has started building the border wall down there, and he's gotten a lot built. I've had pictures sent to me by friends who live down there. It's being built. The media will tell you, no, it's not. It's not being built. Yeah, it is. But the big problem that we have today is that with the dumbing down of Americans from the schools to the media constantly harping on the lies that they tell, just to push an agenda that they want to do. You know, it's amazing to behold that all of these people seem to think that they can do these things with no consequences to their actions. Purple Pill was one. He thought that he could come in and say anything he'd done well pleased about what I was talking about, call me names, everything else, and there should be no consequences to his actions. Fine. He got away with it. He's gone. But I did tell him exactly what I thought. And, you know, the sad part about that is that unfortunately, I didn't say anything. Unfortunately, I didn't say too much about what he had said, about what his ideals were, what he thought about what should be going on. He was totally wrong on what he was talking about. And when he couldn't get my goat on this, he reverted to talking Semitic things. I was talking anti-Semitic. He never went to that one. But he just stayed away from what I was talking about. But everything I was talking about was something that he stayed away from, but he was constantly fighting me on it. And when none of that worked, he went to speaking German. I've got my usual thing per week from One America News, the Week in Review. I got this here.
This week has been filled with major headlines in the U.S. and around the world. One America's Janesha Gagas takes us through the top stories in our Week in Review.
The week kicks off at the White House, where the Trump administration dismisses fears of a recession.
The Trump administration continues to downplay recession speculation, saying that fears are unfounded. In fact, the president himself touting a strong economy to reporters on Sunday, saying that China has paid for the tariff.
And later in the Big Apple,
the New York City police officer at the center of Eric Garner's death learns his fate. Police Commissioner James O'Neill announced today Officer Daniel Pantaleo has been fired from the department.
Tuesday, rapper Jay-Z and the NFL teams up to focus on social justice efforts. Plus, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo addresses rising tensions with Iran to the U.N.
The Islamic Republic of Iran and its proxies continue to foment terror and unrest in Iraq, Lebanon, Syria, and Yemen, with devastating humanitarian consequences.
Midweek in Southern California.
We are following some developing news right now out of Los Angeles, where a gunman has opened fire outside of a sheriff's station. Here's a look coming to us from the scene of the parking lot where the incident appears to have unfolded.
Plus, the Trump administration rolled out new rules pertaining to the Flores Agreement that will allow Customs and Border Patrol to detain migrant families, specifically minors, longer.
Later, the president postpones a trip to Denmark after the country's prime minister refused to discuss the sale of Greenland. Also on Wednesday, President Trump's message to the Jewish people.
In my opinion, you vote for a Democrat, you're being very disloyal to Jewish people, and you're being very disloyal to Israel.
Later in Kentucky,
I will sign a memorandum directing the Department of Education to eliminate every penny of federal student loan debt owed by American veterans who are completely and permanently disabled.
Thursday,
a fast-moving wildfire in Northern California threatens homes and prompts evacuations of more than 4,000 people.
Plus, the CEO of Overstock resigns over deep state comments. Later, Attorney General William Barr speaks out on the Epstein investigation.
I have seen nothing that undercuts the finding of the medical examiner that this was a suicide.
And later at the Oval Office, President Trump presents the Presidential Medal of Freedom to NBA star Bob Cousy. Finally Friday,
China slaps the U.S. with additional tariffs on $75 billion worth of U.S. goods.
Later in Chicago,
a Cook County judge appoints a special prosecutor to investigate the dismissal of charges against actor Jussie Smollett.
Also on Friday, Congressman Seth Moulton drops out of the 2020 race, and Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is treated again for cancer.
The High Court announced the 86-year-old justice completed 3 weeks of radiation treatment for a malignant tumor on her pancreas.
And the weekend with President Trump's 96% approval rating, which is one of the highest ratings Republicans have given a president. Dinesh Chagas, One America News.
Okay. You have now gotten the news for today and for this week. I tried to do a one-hour show. I got in an hour and a half. I can't go any farther. I've got things I've got to get done. I'm in the process now. One of the reasons why I wasn't here last week was I'm in the process of retiring now. I'm going after my retirement funds from the government, which takes a little while to get done. I've also been working 12 hours a day, which kind of leaves me little room for anything else. That's one of the reasons why I wasn't here last week or the week before, for that matter. I'm going to try and be here every week from now on. Next week, like I said, I'm going to try to do a three-hour show. Like I said, the third hour is only going to be when people are called in or in the chat room or in the archives. It's the only way you'll be able to hear that third hour. But I'm going to try and do a third-hour show, a three-hour show next week. So hopefully I can get that done. Saturday, we have our show Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown. That will be on the air at 6 p.m. on Saturday. And until next Sunday at 5 p.m., I'm getting ready to – I'm changing my hours because the daylight is going away. And so I'm going to do my show from 5 to 7. And next week, I'm going to try and do it from 5 to 8. So that will get us a three-hour show. Hopefully, it'll work. Until next week, God bless you, God bless our troops, and as always, we will not be ruled.
I can read your mind, we ain't about to get any longer, and I know why. You think we owe you when we don't, yeah, there's a welfare line wrapping round Main Street. That money ought to help our boys coming back from overseas. We're gonna paint this country red like Reagan, gonna shoot our guns, gonna eat our bacon. There's a great big bald eagle who's smiling on us, and soldiers who died for your privilege to fuck. If you wanna leave, you can't take it no more, and I'll show you the damn door. I'll show you the damn door. And all these protests, you're throwing out some heavy words, and I'm just wondering, how the hell did you get off work? Cause I got 65 long hours that I just put in last week. Now I gotta go back home, hear you whining on TV. We're about to paint this country red like Reagan, gonna shoot off. If you want to leave, you can't take it no more, and I'll show you the damn door.
God bless you all.